Friends are friends forever if, what? Can you finish that line? If you listened to Michael W. Smith in 1992, you can. Friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. A friend will not say never, because the welcome will not end. What a song. I have sang that song so many times or quoted it as I've thought about the friends in my life that God has blessed me with throughout the years. Friends are such a gift, and everybody wants a friend. One of the biggest TV shows of all time is called Friends because people relate to having friends and wanting good friends they can share the ups and downs and craziness of life with over a cup of coffee. Those kind of friends are the ones that no matter how many years, seasons, or miles may separate you, the minute you reconnect, you are right back where you left off. What a gift. Life is more fun with friends. We were created for community. We were created for relationships. The Bible has so much to say about friendship and the beauty of it and how it builds up the kingdom of God. We sharpen one another, hold each other accountable, speak hard truths at times, and care for each other. A friend loves at all times. So why is it sometimes hard to find one? We can know a lot of people, but if those relationships stay on the surface and we don't let people in to what is really going on in our life, we can be surrounded yet feel totally alone. That's why social media can be a vacuum of emptiness, all while you may have 5,000 so-called friends, if none of those go deeper than likes and shares, you'll be left empty every time. That's not God's best for you. So what does it take to have a friend? I always tell my girls to be a good friend is the good step. Be friendly, be kind, love people right where they are, be available. It sounds simple enough, but think about the friends in your life. When was the last time you were available to them or reached out to them? Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man who has friends must first show himself friendly." Wise words. The reality is we need each other. If you know Jesus, you are never alone. He is with you. Still, you weren't meant to isolate away from the world. If you know Jesus, you are actually called out to go and make disciples. The first step of that begins with making yourself available to be friendly in every season. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. We need friends because we all need help back up. Sadly, I think many of us need a lesson in how to be a friend. People are lost and lonely and searching for a faithful friend. Be the light in the dark. Be the smile in a crowd of critics. Be Jesus to people. And in doing so, you'll lead them to the friend that laid his life down for them. That's the truth. Reach out to someone today or pray that God brings someone along your path to be a friend to, because a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. I'm Lori Klein.